And Casey Anthony will not be freed from prison today after the sentencing earlier this morning. Instead, it looks like she will be getting out perhaps late this month or early August, depending on time served and time off for good behavior. Joining us now live, top L.A.-based defense attorney Deborah Opry. Deborah, it seemed to Vicki and me as we were sitting here listening to the judge, Belvin Perry, in this particular case, by his demeanor and by the tone of his voice, that he gave Casey Anthony everything he could this morning, and if he'd had the chance, he would have given her more.
He's a firm jurist. As you can tell, he gave 6 days to someone who flipped the bird behind Ashton's back in court, a citizen. So I wasn't surprised about this. What I am surprised about is that the defense came up with a motion to reduce the four counts. I think that should have been a pretrial motion. I think that should have been resolved before the case ever went to trial in the charging and the challenges to it pretrial. And I think Judge Perry adequately and properly ruled against the defense motion to reduce it. In terms of the consecutive versus concurrent sentences, that was his choice to make. He was firm. I think I agree with you. He knows the solemnity of the jurisdiction and the jurisprudence and what the jury did, and he wasn't going to second guess them.
So. The other thing, and Vicki and I have also been talking about this this morning, that the conversation about this case has now moved over to the book deals and the movie deals and everybody who can get a piece of the action over this case. It seems like a lot of people are very comfortable with the idea of making a whole lot of money over the corpse of a dead child.
It's what you did is a broad spectrum description. What you should, in my opinion, be looking at is a woman who has been in prison for almost 3 years. She was found not guilty by a jury of her peers. And right or wrong, that was the voice of her peers, and that is it. She'll forever be known as the woman who got away with murder. Will she stay in Florida? Probably not. Will she stay in the United States? Probably not. Will she make money to survive? Yes, she will. Do I encourage it? I'm not a proponent of cashing in on criminal matters, but that is the system we have. And unfortunately, the media made her a star, and they can't now say, oh, shame on you for charging money. The media made a lot of money on this case.
You make an interesting point. Deborah, appreciate your time as always. Deborah Opry there, LA-based defense attorney, and of course, much more action and reaction.